Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, welcome to this neighborhood. This is a telescope, and inside it are pieces of special glass so that when I look in it, I can see things pretty far away. But there's nothing very far away in this room because it's small, so I'm going to take it outside and look through it and see what I can see down the street. See anything down there? Maybe up in the sky. Not too much. Oh, that looks like Bob Tro coming down the street. He's holding something in his hand. Can't tell what it is, but he seems to be coming closer and closer. We'll just wait and Bob.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Okay.
Come, sit down. What do you have?
Oh, it's my imaginary dog. Ah. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Come. Sit by Mr. Rogers.
I never saw anything like that.
Yes.
Where'd you get that?
Somebody gave it to me just for the fun of it.
That is fun. Could I try?
Sure.
So you just make it go along as
mm-hmm.
It wants to be petted, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Attaboy, boy.
You're good at pretending.
I like to pretend.
Did you always, even when you were a little boy?
Oh, sure. I even had an imaginary family. A hand family.
Hand family?
This was the mama.
Uh-huh.
And this was the daddy.
And this was the grandma.
And this was the grandpa. And I even had a
girl once in a while. She was so little, I sometimes had to hold her like that. And that's a... Oh.
She sees the dog.
Oh, come on. See
you want to see the dog?
Mm-hmm. Let me see the dog.
She wants to pet the dog. You can almost hear the dog purr.
Uh-huh.
Do dogs purr?
I think cats purr.
Cats purr, that's right. I get them mixed up all the time.
Well, you can do what you want with an imaginary one.
Yes, I know.
Want to look through this telescope?
You know, I had a telescope when I was a little boy.
What kind?
It was a pretend telescope. This is the way I used to do my telescope, with a hand, I guess. Let's see. That's when I wanted to see more. That's when I wanted to see less. Sometimes I would see things just as they were, and other times I just made things up.
You like to pretend, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think... I even had a language, a pretend language that I would talk with the pretend friends with. Imaginary friends. I just thought it was a way to dig a good sign up out of you. But I think it was because, there weren't too many people around to play with, so I would make up my own imaginary friends, that's all.
It's exactly what you can do
sure.
When you have that situation and you...
Oh.
Look at your dog.
Getting a little restless there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on, boy. Down, boy.
Wait. No.
He's a jumper, all right. Okay, Fred. Well, we'll see you later, Dad. He wants to go this way, I guess.
Oh, Bob Trow's one of the best pretenders I know. That's one special thing about pretending. You can pretend anything you want to pretend. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about by pretending. You can try out many things by pretending. Your own makeup play can be different every day, but it's your work. It's important to pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. 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 Oh, there's Mr. McFeely. What do you have? Can I help you with that?
There you go. I just saw you sitting here, so I stopped by to give you my greetings.
Yes, well, this is a huge delivery you have.
It's a huge delivery, but it's a light delivery. Just feel it. A light one. You see?
Very light. What's in it?
Nothing.
You mean it's an empty box?
It's an empty box.
And nothing. What would anybody want with an empty box?
Well, the people at the daycare center wanted me to bring one by. You see, the children like to play inside. They like to pretend it's a house.
Aha.
And a box, you know, can be a great toy.
Oh, it certainly can. All you need is a box and your imagination.
That's right. Well, I have some more deliveries to do, so I'll be saying speedy delivery to you.
Before you go, Mr. McFeely, would you sing that speedy delivery song for me?
Always glad to do that. I'll give it a try. Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely.
See you around the neighborhood.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye-bye. Speedy delivery to you. Well, we can have some of our neighborhood of make-believe kind of pretend right now. Get this trolley here. Last time we pretended that Mr. McFeely delivered something to X the owl. It was a tripod, and it was supposed to have an IV with it, an imaginary viewer. But the IV didn't come yet. Maybe it could arrive today. And maybe Robert Troll could be there, too. Let's think about those things as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Where are you, Gloria? Where are you sitting? Oh, yeah, well, you're saying, well, you're right, Trolley. You're saying pets are hard to take care of sometimes. Maybe it's not about the glory of that. Okay, thanks, I will. Think it's time. Gloria, where are you, Gloria? Think it's time. Here you are. Oh. Please don't be a saint. I don't want to lose you. Trolley, you want to meet Gloria? There she is. Oh, yes, she's a fine pet. Biggest thing in all of her, I'm very proud. Oh, yeah, sometimes they're easy to take care of, except when they take off like that. Biggest thing in all of her, I'm proud of myself. Oh, you want to take off? Okay, biggest thing in all of her, I'm the man, trolley. Yeah. Oh, wave goodbye to trolley. Wave goodbye. That's a big girl. Very good.
I thought I heard you out here, Robert Troll.
Oh, Queen Sarah, how are you?
Oh, I've been so busy lately.
Oh, I know. Biggest hardly had any time to visit at all. Biggest, I don't know. Oh, Don't go up there. Oh.
What is it?
Have you met my imaginary friend?
Well, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, her name's Gloria, and she just gets around everywhere.
Well, where is she now?
Right beside you.
Oh. Hello.
Queen Sarah.
Yeah.
The other side.
Oh. How do you do, Gloria?
She says she's fine.
Well, she's fortunate to have you for a friend, Robert Troll.
Oh, thanks, Queen Sarah. Friends are important, all right.
Especially when you're feeling lonely.
Yes, I'll say. We are seeing a rhyme, Queen Sarah.
It's time for my next meeting, so I must go now.
Oh, okay. Well, Miss Sarah, I sure hope we have a longer time to visit next time we get signed upon, right?
Well, I do, too.
Yes.
Farewell, dear.
See you later. Queen Sarah, wait. Oh, yeah. Say goodbye to Queen Sarah, Gloria.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Say goodbye to the Queen, Gloria. She doesn't want you to go. That's what I mean. That's why she don't want to say goodbye. We can sign for that.
Well, she's a sweet pet, but sometimes we have to go whether we want to or not. Farewell to both of you.
Well, she can't right now. We can see her, she's too busy. Now don't go. We can see her, Gloria. Right into the castle. We can see the Rhino offers it. I think he said, but Gloria.
Speed delivery. Something troubling you?
Oh, Mr. Mack, Sandman. Gloria went down and she went into the castle. I'm getting started right now. We've got to go find her now. We can send that.
Well, if I can be of help, let me know. I'm on my way to XL's tree with this delivery.
Oh, yeah. We can send that. What is that?
It's the last part of his tripod and IV.
Oh, boy, that sounds complicated. They're going to say no, that's complicated.
Well, I guess imaginary things are as complicated as a person wants them to be.
Gloria's complicated. I hear her calling me now. Okay, Sandman, I'm going to go and see Sandman. See him right now.
Okay,
speed delivery
to you. Speed delivery.
Sandman,
speed delivery.
Oh, I say there, Mr. Troll.
Yes?
Carney,
Cornflake especially.
Yes. Could I borrow you for a minute, please?
Why, of course. Do you need a pickup or a delivery?
I need a sitter.
You mean a babysitter?
Oh, no. I mean a rocket sitter.
You want me to sit in one of your rockets?
That's correct. I need a person your size to sit in one that I'm working on right now.
Well, where is it?
Well, it's right there behind you. If you'll just please sit in it, and see whether it's strong enough to hold a big person.
Well, it looks very nice.
Yes, but it has to do more than look nice, Mr. McFeely.
Well, all right, I'll try it.
Thank you. Oh, are you all right, Mr. McFeely?
I'm fine. It's the first time that I ever fell off a rocking chair.
Yes, well, I've said to everybody it needed that extra bottom brace. Boy, I hope it'll be the last time you fall off any rocking chair. I know exactly how to fix it up now, so thanks for your help.
You're welcome, I think.
Oh, sorry, Mr. McFeely.
This neighborhood's a dangerous place today, X.
I beg your partner?
Nothing. I just have the rest of your order here.
Oh, great. It must be the IV.
Do you need any help with it?
Oh, would you please open it? Alrighty. I get all butter wings when I get excited. Well, what's inside?
This.
Must be the instructions, but I'd like to see the IV first.
That's all that's inside the box, X.
Don't tell me they forgot to put the IV in the box.
Well, let me see. I'll read the instructions.
All right.
It says, "Dear customer, you may wonder why there is nothing but this letter inside your box."
I'll say I'm wondering.
"You may wonder where your IV, your imaginary viewer, is."
That's for sure.
"You may think that there has been some mistake."
How right they are.
"Well, your imaginary viewer, your IV, is this empty box."
What?
"Simply punch in the two circles and attach the black square to your tripod. Look through the box and imagine."
I don't believe this.
Well, it sounds pretty simple to me.
I know, but I thought it was going to be some fancy... Oh, well, we might as well try it, Mr. McFeely.
Of course. I'll straighten that up. Then we punch in one circle, punch in another circle, attach the black square to the tripod.
And look through the box and imagine. Hey! Hey! I see Robert Troll over at the castle.
Well, I do too.
But who's that with him?
Gloria.
She's pretty.
You can see Gloria?
Yeah, sure. She looks like a nice pet to me.
Well, wonders never cease.
Will you bring the tripod and the IV inside so we can show Henrietta?
Of course.
Oh, this turned out to be okay after all.
Well, I wonder what Henrietta will see through this imaginary viewer.
Well, something fine, I'm sure.
Yes, I really like it when you're here. Shall we talk and play and all?
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Robert Troll.
Hey, wait, get Santa. Did I hear you talking to someone against Santa Claus?
Oh, yes. Malcolm Apricot Dinko is here.
Oh, is he? Is he? Uh-huh. Where?
Right beside me.
Oh, yeah, well, sure. Well, my pet is right beside me, too.
Oh, you have an imaginary pet?
I sure do, and she's a lively one, too.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name's Gloria.
Oh, how do you do, Gloria?
She's fine.
Gloria, I'd like you to meet Malcolm Apricot Dinko. Malcolm, this is Gloria.
Boy, it sure is quiet when your friend and my pet meet, isn't it? It's a robot.
It's a nice kind of quiet.
Oh, yeah, never a nice kind of quiet.
Malcolm hasn't been here for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to see that part of town. Why is he here today, then? Look at Simon Daniel.
Oh, I didn't have any school. And I was all by myself.
Oh. Well, maybe Malcolm senses that you needed someone to play with. Maybe that was what it is.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, Gloria's the same way. He's a robot. Mm-hmm. By the way, when you and Malcolm get together, we're going to sing robot. What do you play?
Oh, sometimes we play pretend ball, don't we, Malcolm?
Oh, Gloria likes to play that pretend ball.
Oh. Well, would you and Gloria like to play with Malcolm and me?
Oh, I sure would. I'll ask Gloria if he gets in. Mm-hmm. Gloria, would you like to get in? I think I'm a Daniel and Malcolm kind of stand in front of play a little ball, get inside in front of him. Oh, good. Take it, Santa. She wants to play, and she also brought her own ball, and she wants to throw the first one to you, Daniel. We can send it on.
Oh, great. Well, I'm ready.
Yeah, she's ready. Great guess, Santa. Red.
Oh, good throw, Gloria.
Nice toss, Daniel. Who is that about that?
Well, here. There you are. You're good at this, too, Robert.
I like to play. This is fun. Uh-huh. Okay, Malcolm. Because it's in, Brian. I'm going to roll about the same corn bottom.
Oh, well, that's all right, Oops. Malcolm. You'll catch it the next time. Yes.
Robert Droll to the castle, please.
Oh. That sounds like King Friday. Yeah. Wonder what he wants. Gloria, want to go over to the castle with me? You guys seen a prayer again? Oh. Do you mind if Gloria stays and plays with you, Grace Yannifon, but you and Malcolm, maybe Sandman Daniel?
Oh, she's welcome to stay.
Good.
We can play three catch and throw.
There you go, Rick. Well, I'll just be a little while. We'll sing it.
Okay, then you come back.
There you go. Give me a lift.
Okay, Gloria.
Have fun. Okay. Because Sandman,
thanks.
Okay, Reggie. Okay.
Now, Gloria, you throw to Malcolm first, okay?
Yes, Robert Troll, I presume.
Oh, I guess I'm correct as usual, King Friday.
Well, Sarah tells me that you have an imaginary friend.
Oh, yes, I sure do, because I'm her name is Gloria, and she's my pet.
Uh-huh. Well, some people cannot see imaginary friends and pets, but I've always prided myself in being able to see what others are unable to see.
Oh, yes, you're a good friend. That's a wonderful gift, Your Highness. Get excited about it.
Uh-huh. Now, your Gloria, for instance, is a beautiful pet. She's just what anybody would want for a pet. Could you hold her up a little closer so I can see her features better?
Well, I'd like to, King Friday, but guess Sam, actually, she's over at the clock, and the big standing arm one was just playing ball with Daniel and Malcolm. They get standing arm last night.
Oh, of course she is. Of course they are, yes. Yeah. But next time you may bring her along.
Oh, yes. Cool. I'll be glad to, King Friday. Guess Sam,
nobody can see your pretend. And nobody can know about your pretend unless you want to tell them about it or draw about it. Maybe you'd like to draw a picture of what you think Robert Troll's pretend pet might be. Or you could make up a dance or a walk the way you think his pet Gloria might dance or walk. You have your own good ideas. Here's some food for you, fish. You hungry? There. Daniel Taggart told Robert Troll that his imaginary friend often came to visit when Daniel was lonely. There are just some times you feel that you'd like to have somebody with you. Sometimes when you're missing somebody. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Cups here. And can you imagine what might be in here? It's a miniature sand table. I thought I just might use the sand to pour. Where are the cups? You know what? I like to imagine all sorts of things as I play with sand. even though real sand doesn't turn into things by itself, it sure is fun to imagine, to pretend. It's our minds that help us do that. I'll use this another time. You know, everyone has lots of ways of feeling. And all those ways of feeling are fine. It's what we do with our feelings that matter in this life. I trust that you're growing in ways that will help you with whatever feelings you may have when you're a child and when you're a grown-up. I hope you're able to grow to respect whoever you are inside. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person in this whole world like you. That's you yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.